It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, this is Kathleen.
And I'm Jean. Welcome, ladies. We are so glad you are here with us today.
We are. Wasn't yesterday a wonderful day? The Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes, we love our mother. And we have this beautiful statue that we bring that has been in my family for 30 years. She looks like the Velveteen Rabbit because there's no more birds. There's no more crown. She's Our Lady of Fatima, but she's here with us.
She has been loved.
She has been well loved. So we just love our Holy Mother, and she's excited to be with you ladies, too.
Yes. We have a great show today. Jean is doing our echo, and we're bringing our Bibles out again. Is that right, Jean?
Yes, we are.
All right. Go surprise, get yours surprise. If you didn't have it.
So, girls, it is December 9th. And right now, if you're like me, you're probably thinking, what to buy the kids for the upcoming Christmas Day. A lot of pressure. We're mid-Advent now.
Yeah. Sometimes, Jean, I'll be honest with you, I've had Advents where this is really the point where I start thinking like, okay, it's Advent. I need to be doing something. I mean, thanks be to God, that's not always my Advent, but I've had more of those than I wish I had had. Sometimes I'm not on it.
And I remember one time you saying to me, Jean, this is like a mini Lent. And I thought, ooh, that hit home.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But before we talk about our scripture, I'm just loving the scarf that you have around your neck. It looks so good. I looked up and she had this beautiful scarf. I said, oh my God, you look good.
I don't know how to take that.
It's okay. We're mid December. We better be looking good. We've got a lot going on.
Yes.
But girls, I am bringing you a psalm that we all know, but I don't know how many have dissected this psalm. Psalm 23. It's the Psalm of Trust, the Divine Shepherd. And I'm going to tell you, when this corona thing started hitting in the spring, sitting out in my backyard praying in the morning, the Lord said, get out that psalm.
Mm-hmm. I remember
fear
that.
Is chasing you. And I, when I was a little girl, loved to dissect sentences in English.
Okay.
I
may have
it.
Just lost three quarters of I your probably listeners
did.
Right there.
And you know what? That's the problem. We all need to learn how to dissect sentences, nouns, adjectives, pronouns, underlining them, circling them. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I do it with scripture. I think it's great. Dissect. I'm going to challenge you all, and I'm going to show you how to do it today, to dissect Psalm 23, because you're going to find some surprises.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a super long psalm either.
No.
It really is not. The part that you know is really all there is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I'm going to first do is I'm going to read the psalm, and then we're going to learn how to dissect it, because you're going to find some interesting promises and maybe some attitudes that in our own spirit that we might need to change because we didn't realize to the degree that God really is rescues us. But I'm going to read, you know what? I'm going to ask you to read Psalm 23 first, if you
okay.
don't mind. I think that would be nice.
All right. Are you going to interject as we go, or do you want me to just read it all the way through?
Read it all the way through, and we're going to learn how to dissect
okay.
this beautiful psalm.
All right. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures you let me graze. To safe waters you lead me. You restore my strength. You guide me along the right path for the sake of your name. Even when I walk through a dark valley, I fear no harm, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff give me courage. You set a table before me as my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
Now, the reason I picked that psalm is because on the Feast of Christ the King, Psalm 23 is what we read at Mass. Christ the King, the Lord of Lords, the King of all kings. This is what scripture, what the church said we needed to be reading and meditating on, and we'll give you peace. So what you do, girls, get out your pens, and if you can either, I give you permission to write in your Bibles. If you could see my Bible, it's highlighted with multicolors. There's no gum sticking out of this today, like last week with the diary, but to save my place. But what I did, and I believe it was a movement of the Holy Spirit, I took a sheet of notebook paper, and I invite you to do the same, and draw a line right down the middle. We're going to draw a line right down the middle. Write he on the left side of the column, and then write me on the right. And we're just going to go through Psalm 23 and see what God's responsibility is and what mine is. And so the first stanza is, the Lord is my shepherd. And I liked your translation, what you said first, because mine is different. Mine says, I shall not want. But yours, mm-hmm. Kathleen, said what?
Mine says, there is nothing I lack. And this is the New American.
So what you would write in the me column is, I lack nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, this will become what you say in your mind whenever discouragement comes your way. I lack nothing. Psalm 23. I lack nothing. It's the first promise in that psalm that the Lord gives you. He's your shepherd and you lack nothing. You have to stand firm, as Peter says in his first letter, chapter 5, against the devil. Mm-hmm. And the devil will make you believe you are lacking.
Well, that we could do a whole show on this, Jean. But right from the beginning, Satan's temptation to Eve, if you go back and look at that, that's what he does. He makes her think that there are things that she needs or should have that she doesn't, that somehow the Lord has not provided for her, that the Lord is holding out something good from her. And the real kick to it is that the thing that Satan tries to tell you are lacking is oftentimes the thing that you have in abundance.
So true. So true. And God will bring that to you. We spoke last week about sitting in front of the Lord. Well, listen what happens next in the next line, verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. So in the he column, you would write down, he makes me lie down. And that's his job. That's the Lord's job. He makes me. You don't even have to. He makes me. So you write he and then put makes me lie down. He's causing you to rest. He leads, not you. He leads me beside still waters. Write that. The next line under he. This is the one that I love. He restores my soul, not mm-hmm. you. He does. So when you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, Lord, it's your job to restore my soul. Mm-hmm. My job is just to receive because I'm lacking nothing. Do you see how we do this, Lord, girls? The word of the Lord is restoring our thought process. This is what I loved next. And if you could look up for me Isaiah 9:6, mm-hmm. this was the kicker, because a lot of, I know I go through this. Lord, what do I do? What do I do? And it is this verse that brings me the most confidence, confidence meaning with faith. He leads me in right paths, not for me, but for his namesake. And what is his namesake? In Isaiah 9:6, it is God's, I call it the announcement of who Jesus is. Did you find it? 9:6.
I did. I think you might. It might be 9:5 you want. For a child is born to us, a son is given us, upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor.
Wonder
God
Counselor.
God Hero.
God
Father
Hero.
Forever.
Father Forever.
Prince of Peace. That's 5.
That's
Isaiah
5.
Isaiah 9:5. Yep.
For his namesake, not for me, for my namesake, for his namesake, he leads me on right paths. Prince of Peace, Wonder Counselor, Everlasting Father. That goes in the he column.
So that's why, I'm sorry, I just hit my microphone. That's why he does those things. That's why he leads you to safe waters. That's why he helps you to be in a place of green pastures where you can lie down. Because he is those things. Yes. Okay.
Then here comes back to I. I may walk in a dark valley. I fear no evil. The question is answered. Why? He is with me. He comforts me with his rod and staff. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows back in my column. This is what I loved, because it bookends with the begins with the promise that I'm lacking nothing, but there's a bookend. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. In the me column, goodness and mercy will follow. Mm-hmm. And all the days of my life, I shall dwell in the house of the living.
And Jean, in my translation, it has not that goodness is following, but is pursuing.
Oh, I love that better.
It's even more active there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So girls put goodness and kindness is pursuing me. Mm-hmm. And you put that in the other column. So then you look at your two columns and you see what your responsibility is. And basically, he does all the work and we receive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the message is. But if you don't break down the Psalms, you don't diagram them, you can't see it.
You can miss some of the blessing that's there for you.
Yes.
Yes. Jean, I want to go back to one line. We only have a couple minutes, but I know we have enough to do this. So when the psalmist says, your rod and your staff give me courage, that's the translation I have in verse 4. One of the things that I can remember in terms of receiving instruction about this psalm talked about what the rod and the staff were about. So one of them is designed for a shepherd to be able to beat off attackers. So if a wolf is coming for a sheep or whatever, you have that rod to, you know, bang that wolf to beat it away. And then the staff is there to guide the sheep, to kind of bring the sheep together if they're moving off the path. And, you know, for us, how often is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and here he is. The Lord is saying through David that I have that at the ready for you.
Right. We are lacking nothing.
We lack nothing.
So what I recommend, ladies, because this is such a common psalm read in our church at the beginning of Advent, the last Sunday before Advent started, recommended this psalm to the whole world. Let us meditate on this, but in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Really understanding what this means for you personally. What is your promise? Something you can even do. The Lord is my shepherd. Jean shall not want. Jean is lacking nothing. Put your name in the psalm. Mm-hmm. Put it in the I place. Put it in the I. He makes Jean lie down beside still waters. He restores Jean's soul. Speak it over your children if your children are having little anxiousness before they go to bed. Speak their name in the psalm.
Mm-hmm.
Make it personal for them. This is what Jesus wants. These are his words that he spoke for us to communicate truths.
Yes, and you can meditate too in terms of getting some clarity in discernment and things. If there are areas where you are being told that you're lacking,
right,
you know where that voice is coming from. So hone in on that. Write those things down. Where is it in my life that I feel like I'm lacking? And unless what you're putting in there is, you know, I'm not having prayer time with the Lord, I'm lacking a relationship with the Lord, if you're saying, I'm lacking in my marriage, I'm lacking compared to my neighbors, I'm lacking because my kids are not achieving, if those are the things that are coming to your mind as things that are lacking in your life, that might be a flag to say, mm-hmm. you may be being deceived in this area.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like we said before in previous episodes, that the scriptures really help you examine your conscience.
Yes, yes.
And I have mentioned about the Magnificat. Does my soul proclaim the greatness of the Lord? Is my spirit rejoicing in God my Savior? And Psalm 23 is another one. Where do I believe I'm lacking?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I lacking?
And Jean, we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to start praying through this psalm. So
Absolutely.
You can see how to diagram it, dissect it, but also how to pray through it. We'll be here when you get back, ladies.
AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte. Listen live anytime, anywhere on the new Carolina Catholic Radio mobile app.
Hello, this is Steve Ray from CatholicConvert.com, and I'm really excited to invite you to join us for a virtual conference on the Bible for Catholics. We're going to have over 50 speakers. We have names already registered like Dr. Scott Hahn and Jeff Cavins, Dr. Peter Crepe, and a whole bunch more. You won't believe the list. And our own Gail Buckley is going to be giving a talk on Bible study as well. It's going to be January 8th through 10, 2021. I'm going to have links and everything set up on my webpage for you to see. It's a free conference. You can hear all of those speakers that you want for those 3 days. So again, the title of it is Take and Read. That's a phrase from Augustine. Take and Read, A Journey into the Bible. And we invite you to join us again. Thank you. This is Steve Ray, and I'm looking forward to having you join us on the conference.
Hello, Carolina Catholic family. This is David Papandrea, founder and chairman of Carolina Catholic Radio. The new year has begun. Happy New Year. As we journey through Advent in preparation for the birth of our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ, I want to take a moment to extend my sincere thanks and gratitude to all who have helped grow our Carolina Catholic Apostolate over the past 5 years, from its inception in 2015 to incorporation in 2017 to our first broadcast in January 2019. I have truly been blessed with amazing volunteers, a passionate advisory board, and supportive board of directors who share their time, talent, and treasure as we build Carolina Catholic's foundation for the future. I would also like to thank our dozens of donors, sponsors, and advertisers for your financial support. We look forward to sharing all the ways you can get involved with us to grow Carolina Catholic in these extraordinary times when our world turned upside down. Since Carolina Catholic signed on the air nearly 2 years ago, we have purchased AM 1270 radio in Belmont. We are increasing our power from 2,500 to 10,000 watts across Charlotte, and we are now operating on multiple platforms that include broadcast radio, Alexa and TuneIn, audio streaming on internet and our mobile app, social media posting on Facebook, a YouTube channel, an audio video on demand section on our website and mobile app, and direct marketing through our weekly e-blasts. In conjunction with EWTN's outstanding Catholic Network programs, Carolina Catholic has made a major commitment to local programming. We are now adding new local programs weekly based on the input we receive from you, our Carolina Catholics. Every day I hear from someone who wants to do a program about something that they're passionate about. Carolina Catholic was created for you, by you. It's a reflection of you. I look forward to talking with you about the goals of your parish, ministry, or business, and how to best promote it to the Carolina Catholic audience, now numbering in the thousands. Let's make 2021 a year to reignite our spirit and renew our commitment to learn, love, and live our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. Thank you for your prayers, your volunteering, and your financial support. May God bless you and your family abundantly this Advent and Christmas season.
Welcome back. We are going to return now to Psalm 23, but this time we are not going to be looking at it kind of in an academic or even meditative way. We are going to take this to prayer with Jean. So Jean, set us off here.
Yes, this is going to come from a beautiful book called The Healing Power of a Father's Blessing, Prayer of a Loving Father, based on Psalm 23. And it is written by Linda Schubert, and she takes the different verses from the psalm. We will speak the verse, and then we're going to pray the blessing that goes with that verse.
And we can only do just some of these. Is that right, Jean? So there's much more. If you end up, you know, hearing this and it really resonates in your soul, we'll put the information on how to get this little booklet on Facebook so that you can enjoy the rest of it.
Yes, and we're going to try to go with the very first two verses. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall lack. If you'll start us with the blessing.
Sure. Let's sanctify our time in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, we come before you right now with your beautiful mother the day after her feast day. We are so thankful that you gave us her to be our spiritual mother. And we are so blessed. And Mary, as we walk with you to the foot of the cross where Jesus is there, we ask that you anoint this time with your love for us. As we open up more of our hearts and our souls to receive this beautiful blessing from our Lord from Psalm 23. The Lord is your shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 10:11.
Jesus, the good shepherd, gave his life for you in loving obedience to his Father. Your response to that love gives you the right to call God your Father. May you recognize your need of him and say from your heart, "Yes, I want you for my Savior and my Lord. I want you to be the shepherd of my soul." May your voice join with generations of men, women, and children through the ages who have said, "Jesus, I believe in you. I receive you as my Savior and Lord."
May you look at Jesus, your shepherd, and see your heavenly Father, the chief shepherd. May you come to know the wonderful fatherhood of God through your growing friendship with Jesus. You can trust him with your life. May you know that nothing can ever separate you from his love.
Jesus, the poured out love of the Father, gives you all the love you need for yourself and others. Filled with his love, may you desire to turn away from anything that separates you from him. May you choose to be sorry for your sins and tell him so. May you know that being with him is the most important thing in your life, and separation from him leads you into darkness and sorrow. May you experience his forgiveness and forgive yourself.
May Jesus, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, pour out his Spirit on you in abundance. May you know the love and the power of his Spirit as it flows through every aspect of your nature. May you yield to the movement of the Spirit in your life and give him freedom, whatever he wants.
Jesus, beloved of the Father, gives his life to you. May his presence bring an acceptance of righteousness in your heart, a sense of approval, a secure feeling of belonging. May the Holy Spirit deep inside draw you closer to your Father, Abba, Daddy. May you relax in the arms of your shepherd and trust in his love. May you come to know and believe and trust in the love of your Father.
You shall not want. May God, my God, will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Jesus, the treasure of the Father, knows and cares about your deepest needs. In him you shall not want. He is your resource in every challenge, your provision in every need. May you know him as your answer to every question, your response to every situation. May you look to Jesus for everything you need in work, in play, in relationships, in every dimension of life. Jesus, the visible image of God your Father, is your wisdom in the confusion of life, your light in darkness, your integrity in temptation, your trust for provision, your daily bread. May you trust him with your health, your finances, your family, your friendships, your future.
May your union with him be so total that your automatic response to every challenge is the simple question, "Jesus, how do you want me to respond to this? How should I feel about that?" May the words, "Jesus, I trust in you," be your response to every need.
May you experience his nature and character forming in you as you trust him to meet everyday needs. May you know him in every moment and rely on him in every circumstance. May you always remember that you belong to him and it's his job to take care of you. May you come to know and believe and trust in the love of your Father.
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. He makes you to lie down in green pastures.
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Jesus, who reveals the tenderness of the Father, is loving you right now. May you hear his love words in your soul and feel him rocking you in his Father's arms. He's bringing to life the little child in you. The heart of Jesus pumping his precious blood through your veins is giving you a life transfusion. Let it happen. Let it come. May the transfusion wash away the trash and debris of your life, all that troubles you, all the broken fragments of your life, all the disturbance, turmoil, and confusion. May his precious blood flowing in your veins bring confidence in God's ability to control the chaos. In him, there is balance and order.
Jesus, your hiding place, offers you an alternative to being strong and independent. May you know that your dependence on him is a sign of maturity, not weakness. May you open to him like a trusting child, admitting your need, knowing you don't have to perform or be strong or be right. You just need to be his.
May you relax and accept his life in you. May you be comfortable in his love and his way of doing things. May you be comfortable with yourself, just the way you are, in the deep quiet of his heart. May you come to accept yourself at the core of your being.
May you linger in the center of his heart, listening to the symphony of his love. May your heart settle into the rhythm of his own. Even now, he fathers you, nurtures you, and pours his life into you. May you relax and enjoy his warm parental affection.
The Lord, who is the peace of our Father, blesses you with deep, refreshing peace as you commune with him in the fresh green pastures of his love. May you remember with gratitude that your life belongs to God. May you come to know and believe and trust in the love of your Father. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:28-29.
He leads you beside quiet waters. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Psalm 32:8.
Jesus' beloved teacher sent from the Father is the wisdom for your life. He walks with you and talks with you and invites you on a fruitful journey. Jesus, who respects your free will, journeys with you as a trusted friend. May you listen attentively to him and talk to him openly and freely about the things that concern you. Jesus, our wonderful counselor, helps you see your life more clearly, where you are now and where you are going. He helps you process your thoughts and feelings. He helps you to know yourself. May you trust him with all the secret places of your heart. May you know that your unique nature is important to Jesus. May you know your responsibility to God to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in bringing about God's plan for your life.
May Jesus, the living Word, help you to see and reverse any hidden vows never to love again, never to trust, never to let anyone get too close. May you give him permission to uncover buried feelings and bring to light memories that hold you captive. In all your discouragements, weaknesses, and failures, may you say, Jesus, I place my trust in you. May he bless you with a teachable spirit.
May you trust him with your anger and frustration and all your emotions. May you trust him to heal your emotional life as you hold your heart open to him. May you learn how to express feelings in healthy ways.
Jesus, who loves you and cares about all your needs, brings insight into your inner workings, into what moves you and why. He brings the wisdom and sensitivity of the Father into the struggles of your life, the disappointments, the unmet expectations, the unspoken, unworded demands. May you lift every thought and care to him and say once more, Jesus, I trust in you. May you come to know and believe and trust in the love of your Father.
And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was wonderful, Jean. That was a great prayer time to go through Psalm 23.
They're actually blessings. And last week you spoke about choosing blessings mm-hmm. or curses. Mm-hmm. And these blessings, this book is wonderful. A lot of times there are 13 separate prayers that you can say over 13 days. And you can bless your family.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
bless your family. And actually for the single moms out there, this is a great book to use to bless your children. Being a single mom can be difficult if the father is not around, but this brings many blessings mm-hmm. upon them, and it soothes their soul. So it's a beautiful book.
It is. It is. All right. So I'm charged with pivoting us from the sublime to
yes.
the supper table.
Yeah,
what do you
love the supper
what
table.
I do. Now, to be fair, I also love the breakfast table and the lunch table.
That's
and
okay.
And the snack bowl.
That's okay. We love to eat.
So, Jean, what are you making tonight?
Well, I have Kathleen and I make dinners very differently. I just pull stuff out of my cabinet because
mm-hmm.
I love the challenge and the adventure. So last night I did a breaded chicken, but it was you coat the chicken, organic chicken breast. I'm a meat snob. Coat it with butter, melted butter, garlic, chunks of garlic, and a little cayenne pepper.
A little bit of heat.
A little bit of heat.
A little bit
and
of
you
heat
bake
on the Whalen table tonight.
At 400 for about 20 minutes. You don't want to overcook it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sprinkle breadcrumbs on top.
Right.
Half of us are doing breadcrumbs, half of are not, but it is delicious.
Right.
So it's melted butter. Oh, and the mustard. Sorry.
Oh.
Key ingredient. And I use the, you can use the stony ground mustard, but the mustard, the garlic, the cayenne pepper, all in the melted butter, and then you bake it.
Yum.
It is very good. It's a huge hit.
Well, there you go. There you all. Ladies, you have what you need for the week until we meet again.
We love you.
We do. Come back and listen next week.
Yes.